from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Saudi foreign minister says the fault lies with the Syrian president.
And we're getting closer to a place of understanding, but we have some work to do, and that's why we're here.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry in Geneva today, trying to resuscitate the so-called ceasefire agreement brokered by the U.S. and Russia, including the largest city, Aleppo, where the death toll from airstrikes continued to mount today. Mr. Kerry met with his Saudi counterpart in Geneva early Monday in a bid to rescue a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has nearly collapsed as Syrian forces pound Aleppo. Later in the day, Al-Jubeir was asked if the sides would sit down and negotiate if the cessation of hostilities is restored.
That has been their declared position, so, and I am in no position to question that. But what I do know is that the foot dragging and the obfuscating and the showing of no flexibility has been entirely on the regime side.
Secretary Kerry meets today with UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura. Meanwhile, the Turkish military killed 63 Islamic State soldiers in Syria on Sunday after launching artillery and drone strikes from an airbase in southern Turkey. The state-run media in Turkey reported the strikes took out several rocket launcher and gun positions. According to the report, Turkish artillery killed 34 ISIS extremists, while drone strikes killed another 29. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teetered on the edge of political chaos on Sunday. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr breached the green zone and surrounded the parliament building, forcing lawmakers to flee. The takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. This is VOA News. The United States ultra-secretive CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, tweeted the details of an operation that killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in 2011, drawing thousands of retweets from apparent supporters while others responded with criticism. Twitter has been around since 2006, but the CIA is a relative newcomer with an account dating back only 2 years. With the fifth anniversary of the bin Laden raid, the CIA announced it would live-tweet the details to its 1.3 million followers, as if they were happening again. Another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations opened Sunday with the first commercial cruise ship to sail to Cuba from the U.S. in more than 50 years. These two people were among the many getting on the boat in Miami heading for Cuba.
I want to see how they live, their music, type of food they eat, shopping.
It's been 50 years, and I left when I was 5. I know a little bit about Cuba, and I see things on TV, but I really don't. I've never been there, so it's an opportunity.
The Carnival Cruise Lines will sail to Havana twice a month. Regular air service between the U.S. and Cuba is expected to resume later on this year. A new U.S. political survey signaled Sunday that Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana, where voters are holding the next nominating contest. That'll be coming up tomorrow. Other Republicans, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, as well as Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her sole challenger Bernie Sanders, are campaigning ahead of the Indiana vote. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment due today, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla says he had not wanted a bailout and sought to restructure the existing debt. The U.S. territory, however, needs the U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill for the island, but partisan politics have bogged down any movement on that measure. Now, May 1st, May Day, is celebrated as the day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in city centers to honor laborers all over the world. Now, this year, the day fell yesterday on Sunday, but that did not dampen the resolve of those who rallied in support of workers' rights. In the U.S., thousands of people rallied at events around the country for immigrant and worker rights. Activists also spoke out against what they see as hateful presidential campaign rhetoric. Police used pepper spray to beat back rowdy May Day protesters in the northwestern city of Seattle. Police arrested 9 people and 5 police officers were also hurt in the fracas, that according to police officials on the scene. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.